You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY in Philadelphia. It is just about 6:22. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Policing came under nationwide scrutiny after the killing of George Floyd in 2020. Police departments on college campuses were criticized as well for profiling and harassing students. Earlier this year, an investigation by the business news website Insider reported that Westchester University's police department had hosted a controversial training course on social media surveillance. WHYY's Kenny Cooper has more.
New Jersey-based Street Cop Training offers the course called Social Media and Open Source Investigation and says that more than 2,000 officers in the U.S. have taken it. The course teaches police how to mine social media for personal information and create fake accounts to do so. Ray Stevenson, Westchester University's Director in Chief of Police, says he did not attend the training in October and that his officers do not use such invasive tactics.
We do not make or use fake social media accounts for investigation purposes. If something like that were to occur, we would refer something like this to the county detectives.
Stevenson says that 20 to 25 officers took part in the course at Westchester, but he couldn't say how many were his own officers because the training was offered to neighboring police departments as well. He says all training can be helpful, but he acknowledges the trust issues that this particular training creates.
The last thing I want the public to do is not trust us. We need our community to trust us in order to have a safer environment, safer campus.
Students like senior Monica Jun say they already had worries about the university police department. Jun, who is president of Students for Socialism, says the club was harassed by campus police about a permit as it was canvassing for new members, a permit that, according to university policy, was not required.
They were just there to scare and repress.
The club secretary, Junior Mateo Rodriguez, says he's not surprised that members of the campus police department explored such tactics.
They are a force of anxiety.
Privacy and legal experts WHYY spoke to were critical of social media monitoring. Rob Kent is a higher education safety lawyer and former assistant general counsel at Michigan State University. He says transparency is best practice.
The institutions that I've worked with have always wanted to be upfront, in acknowledging that they are, they're going to conduct this investigation. They're looking for this information, that it might incorporate social media.
Rachel Levinson Waldman is the deputy director of the Liberty and National Security Program at the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University. The bulk of her work focuses on the use of social media by government, law enforcement, and other sectors.
If I were a student on campus and knew that, the police force or the security force on campus had undergone this kind of training, I think I would want to know a lot more, right? Even if there are representations of, well, we just went to this training, but we're not using it. Kind of what was the decision making behind doing it? And, once the training has been attended, it does sort of, at least what I've read about this training, right, it sort of presents a certain view of what are acceptable kinds of behavior to engage in online.
She says the courts are evolving on whether social media surveillance violates Fourth Amendment privacy rights or First Amendment rights to free speech.
It's true that traditionally the courts have said, well, basically government agents can pretend to be somebody else, whether that's in person or online. And, there aren't Fourth Amendment constitutional protections against that. That is starting to shift.
As far as the First Amendment goes, Levinson Waldman said that those constitutional protections should offer a stronger sense of security online. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.
And this note, B. Foreman of WHYY's Billy Penn contributed to this story.